You're listening to SBS News.
I once said that all I could do was turn a phrase until it catches the light. I was showing off, of course. I meant people to think, yes, it does catch the light.
It was that ability to show off with trademark lyrical spin that endeared Clive James to so many. Born and raised in Sydney's South, his childhood was long reminisced about in his five volumes of memoirs.
I was born in the key suburb of Kogra, and I didn't know it was a suburb. I thought the world was like that. I thought the world was flat.
Afternoons were spent racing billy carts down neighbouring streets and visiting the local milk bar Parry's. The boy with the high IQ went on to edit the University of Sydney newspaper. Honing the craft of writing became a lifelong pursuit, a point he made to Channel 4's John Snow.
I know that writing is at the basis of everything I do or ever did. Even when I was on the air, and even when I was improvising, and even when I was on stage and improvising, I was writing it in my head just before I said it.
In the early 60s, he joined a collective of thinkers and drinkers called Sydney Push and joined fellow members Germaine Greer and Robert Hughes in London. He studied English literature at Pembroke College in Cambridge, a city he called home till his dying days. From there, a life in the spotlight beckoned as he rose to prominence as a television and literary critic. His namesake TV shows allowed his clever turn of phrase and caustic wit to shine.
And now it's time to meet our studio guest. He's been described as a Renaissance man, and not just because he's 500 years old and wears tights.
Verbose introductions and a deep affection for the absurd became his signature.
Here to bring an already transcendental experience to an overarching incandescent apex, will you either swallow that chocolate or put it back in the box for Margarita Prakatan?
An enduring love of Sydney was never far away either.
A man could spend his life up here. And then he looks out of the window and asks himself, why didn't I spend my life down there, in Sydney?
But he returned to more academic pursuits in his twilight years. His 2013 translation of Dante's poem, The Divine Comedy, roundly applauded. He was passionate about politics and women.
That's where my politics concentrate, on how a totalitarian, theocratic regime treats its women.
But it was his treatment of women that got him unwelcome attention in 2012. An eight-year affair told in toe-curling detail on Australian commercial television cost him his marriage of four decades to Dante scholar Prue Shaw. Since 2010, Clive James's mortality was a constant companion. He was diagnosed with terminal illnesses, emphysema and leukemia.
And I started to question my life and what I'd done. And I was guilty that I hadn't been a better husband and father, and so on. And honesty began to creep in. It's not necessarily the best thing to happen to a poet, but when it does happen, it changes things.
But even while staring death in the face, Clive James had room for levity.
But the fact is that I was always laughing, and still am. If you live this long, then you've got something to laugh at anyway.